Well, then there are certain apologetic questions. So the preface introduced six common questions or objections to the Christian faith that are commonly brought up by non-Christians. And so each one they're going to look at, each of the four, they're going to kind of present to the table six different claims or questions that are kind of synonymous with apologetics, what an unbeliever might ask or what a questioning believer might ask. And so these ones are to provide insight for how each method kind of takes these questions and answers them. And so the six are: one, why should we believe in the Bible? So the foundational guide that each of these ones would claim to be true, to be important to the Christian faith. How should we believe in the Bible? Two, don't all religions lead to God is the second question that all will answer. Three, how do we know that God exists? Probably a big question there that will show the diversity of these four. Four, if God exists, if God does exist, why does he permit evil? Again, always have to go back to the theodicy. It's probably one of the biggest questions out there, so get used to talking about it. And five, aren't the miracles of the Bible spiritual myths or legend and not literal facts? So there's where kind of your history is coming into play there. And six, why should I believe what Christians claim about Jesus? So it could be historical, it could be scientific, it could be foundational truths, it could just be de fide. And so each of these, again, we'll have to answer these six questions. And again, what Tony has talked about is the laying out of material. These six questions you'll find in each of these sections. So again, we just want to use this as a reference point and say, here's where we're going to look at fideism, because I don't know too much about that out of all of them. It's going to really lay out kind of who the main people are, what they say, and then how does it interact with the six questions previously, and how does it answer these questions as well.
All right, and so that's how each of the four apologetics approaches answers the six apologetic questions raised here, and how these answers may be integrated will be considered, they tell us, in the third chapter of each of the remaining parts of this. The first chapter is the historical. The second chapter deals with the meta-apologetic questions that we looked at, how this particular approach, let's say the the classical approach, how it deals with the question of theology and philosophy and history and science and so forth. Those are the meta apologetic questions. And then finally, how does, for instance, the classical approach deal with the six questions? Why should we believe in the Bible? Don't all religions lead to God? How do we know that God exists? If God does exist, why does he permit evil? Miracles. And then finally, Christian claims about Jesus. So that will take place, they say, in the third chapter of each of the sections of the four apologetic approaches. So that's kind of a basic introduction they give us here in chapter 3 of the book.
Right.